This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Out of nowhere, Noah Cameron continues to be one of the best pitchers in baseball. Not young, best pitchers in baseball in 2025.
I know we're a day late on this because yesterday's show ended up getting busy with some other stuff, including a lengthy
FAU.
FAU and all the other stuff. But Noah Cameron deserves another mention on this show, and honestly, nationally, from outside of it. Take the Rookie of the Year stuff out of it for just a moment, in which he's being still criminally
underrated. Nick Kurtz is just so far on front.
Kurtz deserves to win it. All I'm saying is when they released the top three AL or the top three Rookie of the Year potentials, his name better damn sure be on the list.
He's going to get votes. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they do for Rookie of the Year of top five, like MVP, you'll list all the way down to like 10. I don't know how, if Rookie of the Year lists 10 spots or not.
I don't think it's quite that high, but he better be on the list.
Yeah. I think he will get some votes if the Royal, also this is where the team aspect helps him. If the team the rest of the way can be in a true playoff push and maybe even get in the postseason, that would help his cause. People would notice it more. The Royals are, like we were just watching today, MLB Network out in the bullpen area. MLB Network was spent, 4 minute segment talking about the Royals, which is actually quite a bit for television. They spent 4 minutes talking about the Royals and going one by one, like not just Bobby and Vinny and Mikel, but they were talking about Lugo and Noah Cameron and Michael Wacha, what they've been able to do. And so I think and they're doing that because the Royals are now just 3.5 back, and there's multiple teams that are coming back to the pack a little bit. But it's been very, very impressive. He's been someone that completely came out of nowhere for them and makes you feel a lot better, obviously, about next year's rotation too.
The way it works is that you have to have a certain number of qualified innings in order to qualify for the ERA title. He's not going to win it anyway. That title will belong to Paul Skeens, a guy who has a 2.16 ERA. If his ERA qualified amongst league starters, because he's not even that short, just a couple of innings short of that, he would have the 7th best ERA in baseball. I mean, behind pretty much all the guys you know. Tarik Skubal and Paul Skeens and others. He would be in that kind of category when we're talking about pitchers in Major League Baseball. He's been, at this point, a revelation. And the truth is that he's changed my opinion on what options they have available to them in the pitching staff going forward next year. We know right now they'll have Seth Lugo. They'll have Michael Wacha under contract for another year. Cole Reagan's under contract for another year. Wow, that's a pretty solid start to number three. Now you got Noah Cameron. I don't think, between that and the other guys who've been promoted, Ben Kuderna and some of the other guys available, I don't think they're going to have to go starting pitching
shopping.
It's
going to be all about the outfield.
Very much.
All about
the
outfield in the offseason.
That gives you so much freedom. Noah Cameron is going to give you freedom to spend your resources on one of two things, either big free agent signings or extensions you want to get done, whether that be Vinny Pasquantino or Mikel Garcia. Maybe you don't want to get either of those done, but whatever the deal is on the guys you want to keep here long term, those would be the two guys at the top of the list right now. You now have that under lock and key because Noah Cameron has been as good as he's been. I don't know. It was probably three starts into this. So I'll happily admit that I was not waiting. I thought the other shoe was going to drop here, Gold. Did you? When I watched him start this way, I'm like, okay, but the strikeout numbers and all this other stuff. Now he's made 78 starts. He's pitched 100 innings and he's got a mid 2 ERA. At worst right now, it looks like he's barreling towards a, 3 to four starter in the NFL. With the way he's pitching right now, the upside being so much better, Gold, than what we're saying outside of that. And so I just felt like it'd be silly not to mention the fact that he's been pitching this well, because I really did think 3-4 starts into this thing, Gold, that he wasn't going to continue at this rate. It's kind of crazy. He's lowered his ERA since the beginning of June. So, like, he's been, like, it doesn't make any sense. He's just been better. He's had what, like, 2 bad starts all year?
Yeah.
One this month where he...
Yeah, like when you saw his first start in Tampa at the Yankee spring training facility, basically, or whatever that day game was. When we first started that and he had like the no-no going or whatever it was.
Gave up one hit.
We were like, oh, well, this is a nice surprise. But like, okay, all right, sure. All right.
Dude, I mentioned Jimmy Gobble's debut is a bad sign.
Now you look back at it, you're like, oh no, that was as real as ever, because he's now backed it up with 15 different starts.
He's given up 1 or 0 earned runs in a start this year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 of his starts have had either 1 earned run or 0 earned runs allow. So like when he's on, like he gives you a chance to win. And honestly, he's going to end up, if they make the playoffs, and I'm still not predicting necessarily, I'm not predicting that they will yet. But if they made...
Yeah, someone was texting in, do you still think they're done? If you're asking me, do I think they make the playoffs? My answer would still be no today. They're giving themselves a shot. Chance, yeah. But no, my answer would still be no, because it still is 3.5 games, and it still is the Guardians, the Mariners, the Yankees, and the Red Sox all ahead of you.
And it's August 19th, yeah. So time is not on your side. If they end up making the playoffs this year, Noah Cameron is going to end up being the savior of the season, in my opinion. I'm not saying he's their best player, the most important player, the one. He's going to end up being the person who saved the playoffs for them, in my opinion. They lost Reagans, Lugo down for a time, other starters struggling, and Noah Cameron, the steady stalwart, the rookie somehow carrying through start after start. He's going to be the biggest reason why they saved a chance at being in the playoffs, which is crazy, yeah. And not something I was planning on saying at any point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.